Today's daf is daf Lamed Bet, and last year we were discussing the fact that is really all matters of Shvuah. And the initially we said that those wanted to derive from as follows, and I made a mistake yesterday. I said it was from Shomer Chinam Psukim. It's actually Shomer Sachar Psukim, and we worked out a pralo, prato, klato, sorry, a klal prato klal to understand that klal is the Prat is defining the scope of when the Shavuot apply. So here we actually see another opinion. But Yishmael's Darash, he learns from a different pasuk, and even though you've got the pasukim mentioned here, the Pnei Moshe says, actually, Zilmu tak beta'ut, there's a mistake here. Va'agav shitva de'la'el, it sort of seems to follow what's previous sugya, where it was referring to that pasuk. However, he says, however, we're not talking about Shavuot here. Rather, and he says, "V'hachi gersin is al kaldavor pesha klal." So here we simply learn from Shomer Chinam, "Al shor al chamor is a prat." The kashu omer al kaldavar asher yomar. That's chazaru klal. So you've got another klal or prato klal again that we're deriving from the prat. So once again, Rabbi Shmuel says his dorish as follows. And what is the klal? So again, Ian Tanya like kind of prat. I've sort of skipped a bit because of the Shinur Girsa we just did. Ma prat. So these are the definitions, or this is what's common in the prat. They are, we're going to have to explain each of them, but let's just mention, go through the list. Tviat mamon, ula atzmo, umotzi bedin, v'yeshlo damim, v'dalmav k'tzuvim, umetaltlin, upatola onesh v'laknas. We mentioned eight different things. These are eight different characteristics. And that comes to exclude all other things. So let's see what is coming to exclude. We'll break it up one by one. The first is Tviat Mamon. Tviat Mamon is a monetary claim, which it usually says like a loan, usually says something like this. But that's Pratlo Omer Lachavaro Ten Li Matayim Zuz Sheamarta Li Ten Li Velo Natana. Now we've seen this as well in the past in a different context. But if the claim is, oh, you said you were going to give me as a matana 100, and the person says, oh no, I know what you're talking about, or I was only saying 50. That's not something that's more of a mix. It has to be actual monetary claim, because by saying, oh, you said you'll give me, the person can change their mind. We've seen that before. That's not definitive. Okay, next. La'atzmo, what does it mean la'atzmo? What's that characteristic? It says, prat lo'omer lechaverot. Let's switch a bit of the gears here. The Pnei Moshe switches the two. He says, "Anasto petita bat ploni," that you either raped or seduced the daughter of so and so. Okay, that's referring to somebody else's daughter. That's not his own claim. Now, even though you can have someone coming, what's called behar-sha'ah, if you like a power of attorney, and that would work for mammon, this is not mammon here. This is these are I think the way they call it. Let me just check the Pnei Moshe. Sorry. He says, "Afil b'arsha chaverol lav klum hu de mamono de lo atila liday ein yachol laharshot alav." But money that isn't not yet, if you like, in someone else's possession, already there that you can already have a claim to take back, that doesn't work. That you can't have a harsha for. Power of attorney is only if, oh, I'm coming to collect something for somebody else. Here it's a claim in court that you're going to be chayv to pay mamon. It's not yet there to be claimed. Okay, that excludes atzmo. Next, then the next case was omotzi bedin. Something can be extracted bedin. That is prat lo omer lechaveron. Now this is the switch, the second part of the switch. Kilaltanu ba'ishtani shepator. You cursed me. You embarrassed me. That's not a something can be taken bedin, because busha itself, boshet, is only if it was that element of compensation is only when there's some sort of physical damage. Okay, so boshet associated with it, not just lie. You said something. Next, v'yeshlo damim, has to be something that has damim. That comes to exclude shtarot, because if you remember, the shtarot themselves don't actually have any inherent, if you like, material worth in terms of a person claiming. It's used as a raya to extract funds from something else. Again, the exception we saw at the end towards last year was if you actually just wanted the shtarot for the material value, meaning to cover bosim, the people used to put it as part as lids, if you like, for their spices. They just like wrap it around it. The davar k'tzuvim. Davar k'tzuvim is prat lavadim. Now, what's prat lavadim? In other words, something whose value is defined. How does that exclude avadim? Interesting way of excluding avadim. But he says the Pnei Moshe says she'en kitzvah bedamim. If you remember, ona'a doesn't apply, fraud doesn't apply to avadim, just like karka and things like that. And there are people that would spend a lot more on a particular avad because it kind of suits his particular needs and somebody else would pay, right? It's matim, or he has a particular need that he needs to fill, fine. And then metatlin, that's coming to exclude karkaot. Upatura la'onesh, what's patura la'onesh? That comes to exclude pradlo melech avari, like the Gedishi b'Shabbos. You, on Shabbos, you went to my house and you lit my stack. That's the claim. Because in that situation, would be chayim mamon. Because if you did it on Shabbos, it's a chiyuv mitzah. And if you can't have a chiyuv mitzah mamon at the same time, it'd be patur. Upatur la knas, that excludes the last one, which is prat la tashlumi kefir va tashlumi arba chamisha shehen knas. Again, for a knas component, it has to be a tefiyah on mamon and not knas. Okay? Let's continue. Obviously, we have to talk about that. It has to be that his modeh, it says pat mishvuashi im haya modeh behem haya patu milashalem. It's assuming that he's admitted to the principal component. I'm assuming, okay, because we're talking about the if it's purely knas. Okay, fine. So that's your pratul klal, really rounds off what we learned on the Mishnah, but it expands it even further than we saw in the Mishnah, because our Mishnah was only talking about excluding avadim shtar karkot hekdesh. So we learned quite a few other things as well. Let's continue. If someone goes, what if someone goes and tears out somebody else's shtar contract? Chutz midato, without the permission. Meaning he went and damaged somebody else's things, his contract, his shtar. So Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Mana, they both have a machloket. Chadamar, he's chayev. If he's mazik, we'll see in a minute. Vachadamar is patur. So what's the debate? Mana chayev mishum knas. It's a knas, it's a fine. Why? Because the Pnei Moshe says you're the mazikshi abud shel chaveiro. It's a knas of Beit Din apply because all you've done really is what have you damaged? It's been all you've damaged is his lien, if you like. Because with that, you'll be able to, if you like, extract funds through it and things like that. But it's mazik shibud. It's just a knas. It's not a monetary compensation. However, manda amar patur, the person who says he doesn't have to pay for tearing up the contract. Why? Kisotem pi edi chaviro. All you're doing is you're as if you as if the person had witnesses and you've prevented them from talking. What have you done? So yes, you've caused damage, but it's a roundabout damage. So I'll just read you the Pnei Moshe. He says, "Shelo." In other words, kisotem pi ed chaviro. Shelo ya idulo. You won't be able to testify im yichvor bov halove. So in other words, again, you've prevented his witnesses from coming to defend the case in order to collect money. Hachinami so to the same thing. Hachinami he can he patur. The damage you're doing is indirect, and because indirect, your patur meaning Beit Din doesn't mechayiv you. Betach, the guy's got an accounting in Shemayim, but it's something that it's considered indirect damage and you can't be chayiv. In other words, tear the shtar. Now, you might have to pay him like 3 shekel for the material of the shtar. We're talking about. What's important to us here is the actual, like the substance. This is a contract for which he was able to, claim a huge amount of money, and now he won't be able to. Okay, he might have RPA, but he won't have a lien anymore. But there will be consequences of it being a significant consequence of being torn up. Okay, the Gemara now says, it says da'ar malata de tafse shtare ki inish pumehun. So this needs a little bit of work, which is armala. It's talking about almana. Armalata is an almana, a widow. So I'll read you here the Pnei Moshe because there's a lot of background material we need to understand in order to understand this. This is that is an almana. She wants to legabot ktubat amen. She wants to come and collect her ktuba from the property. Umenina de Gemara, ein ktuba nigbit mimetaltlin diat. What can she collect a ktuba from? Only from land. She cannot collect it from any metaltlin. That's how it works. However, in other words, Maltaltin already belongs in Tomish, she can't collect the money from there. However, if she was Tofes Mechayim, if in the course while the husband was still alive, she was already Tofes some of that Maltaltin, it's already in her possession, then she can collect the ketubah from that. That's the deal. How do you know? How do you not? Ubashar Maltaltin, anything else? Hadin. If there's other metaltolin, there's a dispute, you can imagine. They're going to say, oh no, you know, he took it after the father died. She says, no, I took it before he died. So therefore, I can collect my ketubah from this. There might not be much land. So the Gemara says, ne'emeneti, she's ne'emenet. She's trusted to say, she's believed as long as she makes a shvua. Okay? And then she can collect the ketubah from it. Aval im shtarot's different. Because a shtar, its only purpose is araya as a proof. Therefore, being tofes, it is not considered being tofes, the actual, call it shibud, or the actual substance of the contract itself in terms of what it can actually do. All you're doing is holding the raya, the proof that you have a legal power. Okay? So therefore, by holding the shtar, like we just said, like by tearing up a shtar, it's not directly connected to what the legal significance of what the shtar can actually achieve. Just like when you tear it up, a shtar for somebody else, it's not considered mamash yashar being mazik, the loan. You're just sokem pi edim. It's just like, muting the edim so they can't do anything. So to hear her being tofes the shtar is not considered a full tfisa for that same reason. Therefore, when if it comes to a shtar, then the burden of proof is on her to say she was tofes mechayim. Despite the fact that metaltolin being in a possession is considered like a tfisa, yeah, we trust her. Having a shtar in her hand, no, that's different because again, we said it's not holding the shtar itself is not considered mamash having a tfisa on the legal consequences of the shtar. It's just a raya of those legal consequences. Yafe. You can see this comes out of the previous sugya, like it's a follow-on. Now, Gemara says, Amar Rav Imi, ilin de katvin amanat sheyesh li reshut legabot metaltolin, lo gabe. Let's say someone is, again, malva, these are hamalvim that write shtarot. And in the shtar, they say, I want to have the capacity to collect from metaltolin, from your property, from your bank account, things like, oh, yeah, or other movable objects, whether you're alive or whether you're dead. The question is, does that work? Because again, when it comes to just like a Ishav Ketubah, also Baal Chov can't take from the metaltolin of the Yorushin, they can only take it from land. Okay? Same type of thing. So the question is, does that tonight work? His understanding is, Lo Gabi, it doesn't work. However, Rav Mana says, In Katav, if he wrote it, Umar Afal Pi, the late Beit Din Yaiv, Gabi, despite the fact that, again, Beit Din normally would not be able to have the capacity to do so, nonetheless, Mikom Makom, Pnei Moshe says, so Ulvi Chayeva Lova at small, since the Lova himself was willing to take on that extra legal agreement, then the person can collect metaltolin. So it's a machloket whether such a tnai works. Let's continue. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now, this piece is really an excerpt from a piece we saw in Bava Kama. And the question was, when it came to, I'll show you here, it's talking about Shvuah Pikadon, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And it seemed to differentiate between the Kichesh Bamito. There, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, well, there's a distinction between whether you're talking about Kochei Kochim or Kochei Kalim. Okay, when it comes to Hekdesh, Kochei Kalim is considered Kichesh Bamito, therefore Shvuah Pikadon would apply, and Kochei Kochim is not considered, your Mammon is considered, if you like, Mammon Kavoah, and it's not part of it. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Achad Kochei Kochim, V'kat Kochei Kalim, doesn't matter if you're talking about Kochei Kochim, if you remember, that's talking about Achatat, or La, those type of korbanot. Or Kochei Kalim, which is like an shlamim, etc., or Toda, says it doesn't make a difference. If you're chayav b'achriyotan, if you're responsible for replacing, for example, it was a neder. Someone says, Hare alai. They say they're taking upon themselves to bring such a korban. Koreani by hand the kichash b'amito. Then the Shvuah Pikadon would apply to it. However, she'ein chayav b'achriyotan, but if he's it was in a davar, he's not obligated to pay it back, then Korani Bahem Bahashem Bekichesh. So which means that it's not, if you like, it's excluded from the Shvuah Pikadon. Okay? That's again, this is how we explained the piece previously. And you can understand why we're bringing this here, because we've just seen in our Mishnah a similar distinction. That because Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, he says there's a distinction when it comes to, we said, oh, Eloh Nishpalim, in the Mishnah listed all these things that you're not Shvuah don't apply. One of them was Hekdesh, and Rabbi Shimon says, well, it depends when it comes to Kochim, Chayav Bechatam, and Lo Bechatam. See, that's why it's brought here, there's a parallel. And what's interesting here, Rav Huna Amar, Kochim Ksherim, Even if it has a mum, if you chay b'achriyut, afal pi shehen l'Hashem, even if they would be kodshe kodshim, korani b'hem v'kichetz b'mito b'pikadon. However, in shkai chay b'achriyuton, korani b'hem b'Hashem v'kichesh v'lo b'mito v'kichesh. Okay, what is he saying? It seems to be at a first reading, it's very much similar to what Rabbi Shimon says. Now, the Rabbi Huna, Rav Huna is meant to be explaining Rabbi Shimon here. Rabbi Shimon's a Tana, Rav Huna's an Amora. And it seems to be the distinction is once again whether you're Chayav Bachrut or not. The interesting piece he added, now this is the way we explained according to Mara Fulda back in Bava Kamma. He says that the interesting detail he added is whether or not it has a mum. Now, you might think when it comes to Korbanot, as we said, that you're not chay b'achriyutan. If it has a mum, you might think, oh, now it needs to be redeemed. And because it has to be redeemed, therefore it's considered like mammon, like the mammon of the owners. Kamashmalan, no, it's not the case still, because in chay b'achriyutan, it's still considered the property of Hashem, kivyachol, and therefore the shvuot would not apply. Okay, fine. Let's now learn the next mishnah, this halacha zayin. In other words, comes mitzvah, it has to be something that's measurable. Size, weight, number. So let's have a look. Amarlo, if he said, I give you a full house, or let's say a full storeroom of produce. Or kismale, I gave you a purse of money. Look, I don't know. Any idea. I don't know. Whatever you've left there, go and take, even if it's less. Now that's, if you like, you might think, isn't that more of a mikzah? No, because it's not measurable. Therefore, it's patur. However, if it is zeomer adaziz, v'zeomer adachalon, now aziz is generally some sort of projection. And the person, in other words, it was all up to the projection. Projection is usually much higher up than windows. And he says, no, it was only up to the chalon. Now that's something that's measurable. So therefore, now we have more of a mikzah. If it wasn't weight, it wasn't number, but it was b'midah. So Amar Rav Chinina, Zeomer menorah gdola v'zeomer menorah ktana. If someone said, oh, I entrusted with you a large menorah, and the person said, no, it was a small one, he's chayav. The Gemara says, one second, if you like, v'hatnan, even says that time, Ein she'ela davar b'midah v'mishkal v'minyan. Big and small is not something that's mishkal v'midah v'minyan. There's no measure. So why would we chayav moda b'mikzah? So he says, Amar Rav Babar Mamal tiftal b'menorah shel chuliyot. No, we're talking about one of these menorot that are put together in parts, meaning from a big menorah you can make a small one. We kind of have not, we don't have a menorah shecholiyot, but our Shabbos candles, we've got something similar. We've got a base that could be have a candle on its own, and there's also a three-way branch that we sort of that sits on top of it. And we've got a few of these. It would seem to be one of these menorot family where both grandmothers had one and my parents had one. We somehow got them all. So what we do sometimes is we take one of the three-way branches from one and put it on top of the three-way branch of the other. So instead of having three branches, now it has effectively five. Okay, so you can imagine now chuliyot is much more intricate than the way I'm describing, but you can imagine that big one is able to be a small one. So that's different now. Now it's something that sits in pieces. You're saying it was made of six pieces. No, it was really three pieces. So that's something now the midah. Okay, or minyan, really, or however you want to. It's something that is manageable. That's what the commission's talking about. Okay, let's continue. Next case. Zeomer ezor gadol, which is type of garment, it was a large one. Zeomer ezor katan, it was a small one. Tana Reb Chiya gave a ruling. Matani, I don't know what he says. In tema chayav, if you say that he's chayav in that situation of a large one or a small one, maninta pligi. It's a mission seems to be cholek on it. Tanan einish min ela davar shemidah mishkav minyan. We're talking about ezor, which is some sort of like a piece of clothing. I think it's a belt or something like that. Then, well, that's not midah mishkal. You just said a big and small. So how can you be chayav? And in tema, if you want to say is pater in that case, I've got another kasha from a different mishnah. Then in a pligi that's not zeomer gadol v'zeomer katon yishava mocher shakatan machar zeomer eni odeh v'zeomer odeh yachalokul. So to explain that, we need to look at the Pnei Moshe, and that is here. I'll show you. This is Perek HaShoah. Hayu shnei avadim. There were two avadim. Umachar lo achad mehem. And someone had two slaves, any servant, sorry, and he sold one of them. Halokeach, the purchaser says, I purchased the big one. Mamachira says, "Katam machardi, I purchased the small one." Then who makes a shvuah yishavah mocher? Now you have to be careful here, because avadim you don't make shvuah on. So therefore, kochach the mayor baton eved b'ksuto. We must be talking about the eved and his clothing, because now you're talking about something metaltlin as well. And if you remember, if it's metaltlin, agav shvuah metaltlin, you can lump in other shvuot as well. Okay, dilav hachi in ishmelavin. Otherwise, you don't make a shvuah on avadim. Aval b'ksuta shabbi Yehuda shinichav shvuah laksut nishba also ala eved ala yedid gilgul shvuah, like I just explained. Vahachi, one second. If it's because there's a difference in size, we're trying to pin it on the clothing. Have a ke'ezor gadol ve'ezor katan. It's like same case as I bought a big piece of clothing from you. No, it was a small piece. Or sorry, I trusted a big piece of clothing for care, and he says no, it was a small one. Does that to enter that to ano eved b'ksut gadol ve'ezor hadalo be'eved katan? And it says v'ktani yishavah, and he's going to make a shvuah. V'im ken tani Reb Chiya pator hay matnita pligi alei alav elai alei. And therefore, if you're going to say that where Reb Chiya is saying that's church's pator, you got another Mishnah that's cholek. So, but what's interesting here is the two Mishnah you got to somehow the Gemara doesn't do the job of mistadera because each of the two Mishnah seem to imply different dinim when it comes to a piece of clothing. Let's call it that. Okay, let's continue. This is now halacha ched. Hamal al mashkon. If someone lend someone money and took a collateral, something that's to guarantee the loan, and the mashkon was lost. Vavan mashkon, amar lo, he says, sela viticha alav v'shekel. So the lender says, look, I lent you a sela, and this mashkon was only worth half of it, so you still owe me a shekel. The lover says, no, sela alvitani aleha v'sela. I don't owe you anything because the guarantee I gave you was equal to the value of the loan. So in that situation, since he's saying I don't owe you anything anymore, it's no longer more of a mitzvah, so therefore it's completely patur. Let's continue. So again, the malva is saying, look, it was worth a seller, but really it was sorry, I lent you a seller, but it was only worth a shekel, so you still owe me a shekel. The halomer and the blubber says, you know, actually, yes, look, that was exactly the loan. However, ela selvitani ala v'shlusha dinarim. So you're right that the deposit, if you like, wasn't, or the guarantee collateral wasn't the same value as a loan, but it was more than you said. So therefore, I only really owe you 1 dinar. So again, the claim is a shekel, which is 2 dinar. You still owe me, and his modern mitzvah saying, "I only owe you 1 dinar." That's modern mitzvah should be chayev. Who's chayev? The lover now. What if it's other way around? Meaning, selvi vitani ala v'shtayim me'ashaveh. What if the borrower says the loan was a seller, but I gave you something with far more value in order to get this loan? It was worth shtayim, and the malveh says. And so therefore, the lover is now saying you owe me money. And the Malva says, no, the collateral he had, it was exactly the same value as a loan, therefore I don't owe you anything. So again, we combine the whole thing together to say he's effectively not even modern mix. I just go for a call, so therefore there's no shvuah. However, if he says, again, the lover says, Silvi Tani Valav Vishtaima Yashaveh, then he says, again, the loan was worth a seller, and the collateral I gave you was worth double that. It was shtayim. Again, I agree with the value of the loan. Yes, I agree that the deposit was worth more, but not as much as you're saying it was. It was only chamisha darim, because there's 4 dinarim in a seller. Then what do we say? In that situation, he's admitting he has to owe him something, but not the full amount that the lover is claiming that he's now owed. So therefore, it's a modern mitzvah he's chayav to make a shvuah. In other words, you can have a situation where the malveh himself would be considered modern mitzvah in terms of the dispute of how much the collateral was in excess of the loan. Now, umi hu hanishba, who makes the shvuah? The way the Mefarshim explained it in the Mishnah says, in other words, who makes the shvuah first? Explain why. Because misha pikadon etzlo, shem yishevah zeh ve'yotzi ha'letet ha'pikadon, meaning, if there's a chiyuv on the lover to make a shvuah because of modern mikzah, we say that first who should make the shvuah? The malveh should make a shvuah that it's not in his possession. Because if he doesn't, we're concerned that the lover will make a shvuah, and then the malveh is going to say, oh, really? and he pulls out the so-called the pikadon that he claimed was actually lost, or the mashkon that he thought was actually lost, and it's unnecessary all this shvuah. So he has to make that shvuah. Okay. Let's now learn the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ne'eman ha'mal ve'lomar ad kedei ha'mashkon leviticha. Now, there's different explanations on this piece, but the way, in brief, the way the Ben Moshe explains this is our Mishnah was discussing a case where they both agreed to the value of the loan, but the value of the Mashkon was in dispute. Here we're saying that it could work the other way around as well, meaning they might agree in the value of the Mashkon, but there can be a dispute of the Malver itself, the Halva'ah. There can be a dispute about the loan. And we can have exactly the same thing, meaning that if it's a situation where the Malva says, look, okay, there's a dispute regarding, again, regarding the value of, sorry, everyone agrees about the Mashkon, and the Malva says, oh, the loan itself was equal to the value of this Mashkon, and the Lover says, no, I borrowed much less. Ne'eman means we consider that also like his kofer b'kol. Okay? Meaning it's exact parallel to the case of the Mishnah. That's the way the Panei Moshe explains it. Shall I show you the Gemara? Yeah, it says, in other words, Neman Hamal Belomar Ad Kadesh, he can say that it was to value the Mashkon, he'll be Tichlaleni Belabachot. Filu lo ne'evad, even if the Mashkon was there. Neman Lit'on Alav Kadei Damav, you can still make a ta'ana regarding them, the Halva'ah itself. Okay? And therefore, he manita amraken. He says it brings a proof of a Mishnah. Afa lova ne'eman, the tanina. The lova is also true. Tanina sele viticha ala v'shekel yashaveh. V'alamer lo ki ela sele vitani v'sele hayashaveh. So this isn't exactly a direct proof, because that case is talking about where the value of the mashkon is in dispute, not the value of the loan. So, however, I'll just read the Pnei Moshe a bit. He says, "Kolomar dahaki heichin dechamina ma'ad de Rabbi Yochan da mal v'ne'eman liton ad kedei damav." Just as we know, we see that Malver is believed to the extent that he can claim that, oh, that the value of the mashkon was equal to the value of the loan to have his claim. So he's now kofer b'kol. Who had in also im lo avara mashkon, the mashkon was not lost. V'alove alav ela shivyo. That the lover says, oh no, the loan that we borrowed, the money I took from you was only worth half of the mashkon, or pachon even less, or something less than the value. V'amal says, no shivyo, that it's actually, the loan was equal to the value of the mashkon, therefore I don't owe you anything. Da malva ne'eman, that the malva is trusted in the sense, what ne'eman means, lit'on, to make that claim, kedei damav, b'mashiyesh be'ado. Stuff that is kofer mikzat, hachinam eshimim lifamim ha'lo ne'eman, so to the lover himself is believed in the same way. So in other words, just to summarize one more time, because that's the derech of the Pnei Moshe in this sugya, is that just as in our Mishnah's case was the halva'ah, everyone agreed on the value, but the dispute was regarding the value of the mashkon, and that we sort of toyed with that. When is it modern mix up? When is not? Here it work in the reverse as well, where you might have the mashkon in front of you. So there's nothing disputed regarding the value of the mashkon, but the dispute was regarding the value of the loan. That could also be a modern mix up case. Okay, and Ne'eman, meaning he's trusted to say, look, the loan was equal to it. I don't owe you anything. So let's have a look. Chad bar nash, kamim chavri v'shuka. So the person encountered his friend in the shuk. Amrali tre dinarim li biyadcha, meaning you owe me 2 dinar. Umanshkoncha, and the mashkon is shave tre dinarim, and the mashkon itself was worth 2 dinar. So therefore, I don't know anything. The Gemara says, Amrali, no, chad dinar bayilameitanacha. Umashkoni tav tre dinarim. What do you mean? You can't walk off without paying me, because the mashkon, yes, was really worth 2 dinar, but I only borrowed from you 1 dinar. So the law they're saying is, you now owe me money, because the mashkon that was in your possession was worth a lot more than the loan. So ata uvda kamei dayanei nahardah, the incident came before the dayanei nahardah, and Amri came unto kol amamodah, since everyone agrees with the value of the mashkon, that was tav trei dinar, that was worth 2 dinar. that the responsibility now is placed on the loan, on the malveh to bring witnesses regarding how much the loan was worth. In other words, we don't trust him. In other words, you can't just say we don't say this is a case of kofar brakol. However, the Gemara continue. What are you talking about? Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yochanan said? That it works in reverse as well. That this should be considered like a kofar b'kol situation. He doesn't have to bring witnesses by simply saying that you claim it was worth that the loan was worth one. I'm claiming the loan was worth two, which is now equal to the mashkon we both agree on. That's like a kofar b'kol, and that we stop there. Yeah, he doesn't bring witnesses. So again, you see that the debate playing out. Charbanash kamim chavraya. Again, person encountered his friend, Bashuka, the Arim Svinte, and he chapped his Svinte, which is like some sort of a garment of his, a piece of clothing. I'll show you here. Arim Svinte is Hirim and Atalman of Sadino. Sadino is a cloak, Shul Karuchalav, that was wrapped around him, sheet of some sort. And Amar, late had in Sadina Nafik Minyade, I'm not going to return this, Adit Ten Li Madi Idlepeadech. Unless you return to me, what is mine? Okay. After the Kamishmul, Amar late have lay savinte, the zil duime. So Amar lay, so not late. Amar lay have lay savinte, the zil donime. No, return this garment you chapped off him, and let's settle the matter properly in court. So Mashmul kadaina naharda, does this not seem to be the case of daina naharda? Meaning, daina naharda says, I don't. It doesn't matter if you're the collateral, you've got to prove the loan. Okay? And you can't say, oh, I have this, I have something worth of value what the loan is. And I'm saying the loan was worth this much. You say it was worth half of this. It's like a kofar b'kol. So the Gemara says, no, Amri, you can't compare the two cases. Why not? Taman huchsak amashkan b'yado, achala huchsak mashkan b'yado. In the situation where it was just everyone agreed with the value of the mashkon, and it was disputed how much the loan was, and we said, oh, in that situation where the malva says it was equal to, and the lover says, no, the mashkon is worth a lot more, we said, okay, he doesn't need to bring any proof. It's kofar about calling Gemara Sipur. The story is over. Then that's when we know that the mashkon was meant to be in his possession. This situation's different. We've got witnesses to see that the person went and chopped this sadin from around the person, so they're a completely different situation altogether. So you're not meant to take it, you took it unjustly, so return it, and then we'll start from square one. And again, I'll just read you here. It says, Huchsa, in other words, Amri Shani Huda Taman Ba'uvda Danai Naharda, the Huchsa Gamash Miador. Ve'ne'eman hu liton ad kedei damav, migu de ne'enso, or migu de lakuach hu bi'adi lefe'ayin. In other words, when it's in his possession, it's muhsak in his possession. We know it was in his possession. And what could say? He could have said, I bought it. Could have said, I bought it. Or he could have said that, fine. About here, lo suka mashpeado, ela bafanenu uchat for me mena bashok. He stole, he chapped on for his friend in the middle of the market. He got from him, so we say, okay, return it. Let's say, muhsak, and therefore you're not considered muhsak in the mashkon. Why shechatafta mimenu lein kol? Because you stole it from in front of everybody. V'umar sheyesh le'alav any other legal claim tereni mo ladin v'yikov adin b'neichem. And so return it because you don't have a chazaka on this thing. We stole your chapa from him, and now from it. Now once everything's been reset, let's start the din after that case. So it's different. Okay, b'sef. Kol tov. Have a good day.